Well, it would appear to me that the free market is not what anybody wants here, so it's a that clears that issue up for me. Sir, you have?
Yes, hi, good afternoon, everybody. I am a Sunoco dealer, and I own three sites, and two of them are in the same town, and one of them is in another county. And at any given time, there's fluctuations in prices between all of the stations. It can go up as high as 20 cents. I've seen in the past, usually hovers around 8 or 10 cents. The two facilities that I have in the same town, as of today, there's a 4-cent difference, and I'm in the same town. And it makes it very difficult for me to speak to the consumer as of why there's a difference. Well, how come when I go to this station over here, it's set this price, and I go over here and it's this price? So it becomes a real cluster of explanations of why, and right away they look at us as we're doing it. And it's not really controlled by us. It is controlled by the oil company. So, you know, the thing of Luke Oil has their allotment where they'll, if they have a competitive area, you know, they'll give an allowance. We did have that at one time with Sunoco. It was called a TVA allowance. And if we had tough competition in a specific area, you could ask for that. And it was always given. And it kept us competitive. The two stations that I have in the same town today, I actually have a lower price in a less competitive area and a higher price in a more competitive area. So it kind of puts me, either I compete on my own side of it and lose profit, or I don't compete with my competitors in that area. So it really puts us as at a disadvantage, as well as the consumer, because I have to raise the price. I have to keep a certain margin, and it actually puts me out of the market if I do that. So, you know, with that said, that's what's going on at our level. As the gentleman stated before, you know, Sunoco has been good with helping us out through the Superstorm Sandy and all those things. But, I mean, I think that any company would do that under the circumstances, to help the dealer try to survive losing half of our customers in that area. But with all that said, thank you.
Okay, any questions? Senator Cardinale, thank you very much. What is your pleasure? And that other amendment would... That amendment that didn't come in 24 hours before the committee here.
So we don't have to deal with that issue either.
Do we have... a motion? Can we have a motion?
Just for the record, Eric DeJesuro, the Fuel Merchants Association of New Jersey, is in favor. No need to testify.
Can we get a motion?
Well, I'm willing to move it if you would be willing to second.
But we don't do it that way. You get. Is there anyone else who wants to second the motion? Well, for the purpose of the vote, I'll second the motion. Roll call.
On S-2856, with the amendments that would conform the bill to the assembly version that were in the committee packets, Senator Kane has left a vote in the affirmative. Senator Cardinale?
Yes.
Senator Beach?
No.
Senator Scutari has left a vote, a negative vote. Senator Lesniak has voted yes. Senator Gill?
Since this confirms with conforms with the assembly version of the bill, I will vote yes.
The bill is released with amendments.
Committee stands adjourned. Thank you very much.